Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in, listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or an opinion, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I will put you on the show, and you can talk live with me, okay? So, again, if you're liking, if you're wanting to be on the show, give your comments or opinions, just press the number 1 on your keypad, okay? And that will get you on the air. All right, right now it's 65 degrees in the ATL, and looking at a high today of 82 degrees. 82 is going to be the high today. Tomorrow, 85. Friday, 84. Saturday, rain, 81. Sunday, thunderstorm, 82. Monday, rain, 84. And so on and so forth, right? So that's our weather for today. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see. Our word of the day is ajuda. Ajuda. A-G-I-T-A. Is a Judah. I don't know how they get a Judah out of that, but it's a noun, and it means a feeling of agitation or anxiety. A Judah. All right? So you can grab that, throw it in your memory bank somehow, and work from there, right? So, again, now thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And here we go. Now, today's show, and I know a lot of people have been texting me, asking me about this, saying, Frank, what do you mean by this? What do you mean by this? What do you mean by this? And I see there are a lot of people, more people joining the show, and welcome, guys. Well, let's get into it, and we'll just go from there. Because what I want to do, I want to discuss the ins and outs of being in love or heading in the direction of love. How about that? How about that? Headed in the direction of love. I know some of you younger people out there who's listening to the show, you guys may be thinking that, oh, I'm in love with this girl, or I'm in love with this guy, or what have you. But let's forget about that. Forget about love. Okay? Put love to the side for a minute. All right? Because, first of all, you know, and a question to you guys is, do you believe in, you know, love at first sight? Do you believe in love at first sight? I call it love at first sight. I call it lust at first sight. Okay? So you see someone and you know, you think about them and you say, man, wow, she's a beautiful girl, or, you know, and then, you know, hey, that's my future wife. And you go up to her and you might speak to her, or, you know, throw your love game on her, right? Throw your rap on her, right? That's what we used to call it back in the day, rapping. Right? That's what we used to call it, rapping. But let's talk about that. Let's say forget love, or F love, right? Because what I'm saying is that, you know, people get into a relationship and, you know, they go through the ins and outs, the ups and downs, you know, the smiles, the frowns, or whatever, and you know, you guys start being intimate with each other, and all of a sudden, you know, he sprung or she sprung or what have you, and they think they're in love after 3 weeks of dating, okay? And so, and what I mean by this is, I was talking to someone, I said, I asked them, were they in love? And he said, well, I don't know if I'm in love or not. Well, you've been with the guy for a while. You don't know if you love him or not? I do love him, but, you know, it's... And she said that to her, that was something different. Love was something a little different. I was like, well, you know, maybe you do love him, but you don't love him. And she said, what do you mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is, when you meet someone, and you say, and after 3 weeks, you're telling your friends, man, I'm in love with this girl, or she telling her friends that she's in love with this guy, and this and that. But, And this is just my opinion, guys. You guys have your opinion. You can call in and give your opinion. I'm good with that. This is my opinion. My opinion is that you need to get to know that person. You don't know someone after 3 weeks. Okay? You need to get to know that person. You need to be friends with that person. Y'all need to be the best buddies you can think of, best friends. And, you know, best friends do a lot of things together. You know, you can go eat, you go out for pizza, go to the movies, anything. Do that. And if you do that, if you, I wouldn't say play around, but if you kind of hang out together and become friends, and then you want to take it a step further, I think that both you guys would agree that now is the time to take it a step further. And then the intimacy and all this stuff comes into play. The physical part. Right? The physical part. But there, I'll tell you this, and this is from my own personal experience, is that that's the person that I married. I married my best friend. Okay? I married my best friend. And that's what we were. We were friends first. Okay? And things turned into more than friends. And that's how we fell in love with each other. Okay? That's how we fell in love with each other. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. I'm not saying that happens to everyone. Everyone does it differently. But that's just what happened to me. And you know, from that, you know, and what? I got like 6 days left before my 29th year anniversary. Okay, 29 years, you can believe that. So, you know, I'm not saying I have the formula. I'm not saying I have the formula for marriage. I mean, I don't know. But I tell you what, I will not do it again. If I got into a divorce situation and had to get a divorce, I wouldn't marry again. Say, Frank, well, go out there and find, you know, you find that girl and become friends with her. Y'all become best friends. Then you fall in love again and get married again. Nah, that's not happening for me. That's not happening for me. I will not get married again. Period. And that's just it. Okay? But again, seriously, I believe that you should, you know, find that person. Maybe you've already found her, or maybe you've already found him. Find that person. Become great friends. Do a lot of things together. You know, talk a lot, communicate a lot. And then the next thing you know, you'll be upset when you're not with them. You'll be upset when you don't hear from them. You'll be upset when they're upset. Things like that. And when that happens, you start to feel like, man, I can't be without this girl. Or she say, I can't be without him. When she doesn't even wanna, she won't even take interest in someone else. Her girlfriend pushing this other guy to her way, and she, you know, she won't give him the time of day. Or, you know, you guys take you out, y'all go to the club and do this and that, and you introduce you to one of his homegirls, and you're not interested in her. You're interested in her. The one that you've been going to the movies with, going out to eat with, the one that calls you, you know, all different times, you know, the one that you really, really connect with. And I believe at that point of you guys being together, and then you start being intimate with each other, and everything's good on both sides of the fence. I believe that, you know, at that point, you start to feel like you love that person. But again, forget love until you get to that point. this is my personal opinion. I just don't think that love happens at first sight. Love at first sight. What is love at first sight? You know, maybe you say lust at first sight. That's all I can say. You know, you see a great looking woman or you see a great looking guy and you're like, oh my God, I'm in love. Nah. He might be a serial killer. She might be a psycho. You know? There are those out there, right? So you have to get to know that person. You have to become great friends with that person first. And I wanted to do this show because so many people leave that part out. And, you know, a while back I started drafting a book. I really want to write a book. And I want to write a book about the relationship before marriage, or developing a relationship before marriage. And I think a lot of young people and even middle-aged and older people would buy the book because they want to know. Older people want to know because they've tried it. They've been with a guy and thought they were in love with the guy. He was in love with them. And then all of a sudden, she caught him cheating, or she didn't know he was, he liked to, he a crackhead or anything. I don't know. Alcoholic or whatever. You know, I don't know. But because you didn't vet this guy, so to speak, or vet this girl, so to speak, that means you didn't, see what she was about first, things didn't work out. And now you're in the same boat that you were in a few months ago. Now you've wasted a few months of your life, basically, with a nobody relationship that's going nowhere. So again, when you supposedly find that person, then love in that first sight. You're not seeing that. It's just the lust that you have for that person at that time. You're thinking. And I can tell you this, and this is what my show's about, and being 100% is that I'm going to tell you, men, when they see a fine woman, a good looking woman, or whatever, we're thinking, men are thinking about being with that woman, or being intimate with that woman. Women are the same way. They see a good-looking man, they're like, oh, my God, look at him. And they're thinking the same thing. Man, if he touched me now, I'd be, like, crumbling in my seat. They're thinking about the intimate side of it. Okay? The physical side of it. Why? Because you don't know that person. And again, if you do have that, have that opportunity, that the guy that you saw, the great-looking guy that you saw with all the muscles and the good looks and all, if you do have that, grab a hold of that, and you guys start to go out and go to the movies, go out to dinner, and talking and getting to know each other. First, become best friends. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call into the show. I see a lot of people up on the show right now. And I know that there's someone out of this 50 or so people I see up on the show right now. I know there's someone who don't agree with what I just said. So you guys can just hit the number one on your keypad, and that'll alert me that you'd like to be on the show, and we can talk. We can talk live on the air, just you and me. That's it. but I'm saying seriously, you know, and I hope the young lady that I talked to earlier is listening to the show. And understanding now what I was talking about, because she is not sure if she loved that person that she's with right now. And I told her that's why, because you haven't y'all aren't even best friends. You say that you are, y'all not even best friends yet. You have to get to know that person. And that takes more than a couple of weeks. Right? Takes longer than a couple of weeks to get to know that person. And once you get to know that person, again, you know, I believe that next step should be the intimacy part, the physical part. I'm not saying go out and jump in the bed with somebody after a few weeks all the time doing this and that. I didn't really love him. I thought I did, but I didn't. Nah, that's not what I'm talking about. You'll know. You'll know. Of all people, you will know. You'll know when the time is right. You know, some guys really push the envelope at this kind of stuff. Some guys will come out and tell the girl, "Hey, if you're not with it, I'm gonna go ahead and move on." And if you're not with it, let his ass go ahead and move on. Okay, let his ass go ahead and move on. Go ahead, brother. Go on, you know, ladies are funny. They be like, go on over there with that skank. And men are the same way, you know. Women want to get together, but he doesn't feel it's the right time. And I don't think that happens a whole lot, but he don't think it's the right time. And she's like, "Hey, forget him. I gotta move on." Right? And men be like, "Go on. Go on over there. Let John jump up and down on you. He gonna slap you around a little bit. That's the way he is." And she didn't know that because she didn't take the time to get to know who he was. Y'all with me? This is not rocket science. But it should be. Because this, I believe that this is the way that you can really have a great relationship and maybe on to a great marriage and a great life together. Because that's what a lot of people want. You know, women say, "I don't need a," you know, you hear like women say, "I don't need no man. I don't need a man. I'm good. I got my own job, my own place, my own car, this and that. I don't need a man." That's a lie. You do need a man. You need a man. You just want somebody to think you don't need a man. Y'all with me? And, you know, hey, you can play with yourself all you want. But it's still not a man, right? It's still not a man. And you know, men say they don't need women. That's a lie. That's a lie. Men need women. And God put us here because of that. He put a man there, he put a woman there because of that. Men need women, women need men. Okay? Ladies, who gonna take your garbage out? Ladies, who's gonna be your pest control guy when you see the big spider and then got into the house? You know? Who's gonna do that for you? You need a man. You say you don't, but you do. And men, we have 15, 20 jobs. The most important one is taking care of that woman. Taking care of her physically and emotionally. You have to, guys. You have to. That's the only way that it's going to work. Hey, guys, I'm out of time. I got a great show coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. Right? Am I right? I'm all discombobulated because I had to work on a Sunday night. And that's thrown my whole week off. I thought that I don't know what I thought, but all my days are all shaken up, and I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, I'm trying to figure this out. But anyway, again, I have a great show set up for you tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. And I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours.
Wait.
Come on.
Let's do it.
Three. Let's do it.
Woo.
Come on.
Doing 80 and a 60. Cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute. In a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking. I said, gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. 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 Oh, girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind and them thighs. She looked at me like Nala. Said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that steak, you might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in the nigga outside. Hey.
Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
Where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 and a 60. Cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Ay. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said, gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low-key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as day, we still tried to hide them feelings inside. Do you remember the time, baby? Remember, we used to vibe, baby. You roll it up, and I used to drive, baby. You light it up, and I grip your thigh, baby. Yeah. Just tell me it's mine, baby. Yeah, see, like, where you at? I told you two rights and the light, make a left way. And you already know, parking a visitor so you won't get told. It's been a minute, baby, I've been on the road. I'm getting money cause I gotta do the show. Yo, go tell her that I'm home. And tell her I can't talk on the phone cause you know I'm doing 80 and a 50.
ticket. Cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey. How'd you let the club and I'm about to make a play, I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate, I'm on the way. Hey, 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 hey. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay.